Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Alright, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, we're going to talk about getting training. There's so many different, aspects to prepping, and everybody, it's all, we love gear, right? Everybody loves gear. Everybody likes to go out and buy cool stuff. One, it's kind of easy, and it just, I don't know, something about buying stuff. It's in our American DNA of it just makes us happier. So we buy guns and knives and prepper bags and, sleeping bags and tents and cook gear and fire starters and, lights and security systems and every other thing in the world, right? Radios, we love stuff. But turns out there's even more to being useful. Turns out knowledge is power, right? Is that what they say? So
that's what they say.
It's really important to actually get some training and learn how to use stuff. Now, we actually have tried over the years to really instill some, obviously some of our topics are more fluff. Some are to get you to, like, entertainment is what I mean by that. And some of them are to get you inspired to go learn, because a lot of things are hands-on, and go out and do and kind of get that hands-on training on your own. And then we do other things where we really try and talk you through the steps to solve problems. But one of the ways to do it, there are some categories that we can't really cover kind of over the podcast. But with the hands-on training, you can actually, really benefit and get some real-world experience. And sometimes you think you know what you're doing, and somebody who's been doing it forever might see some flaw that maybe is a dangerous or tragic mistake. And some things might be, hey, you're really good, but you could be a little bit better. And so getting the proper training is a big thing. And we wanted to talk about some of the things available to you guys, because I don't know if you realize how many courses and how many things are really out there. I mean, when I search just in my area, there are tons of opportunities for, you to go out and get real training to, step up your survival, your first aid, your, all the different things. Now, Kevin, what brought us to doing this episode? What was your inspiration?
Well, I was talking to a friend on Facebook, and he had this suggestion, actually, a friend in Alaska. So he's
the
a driver
Alaskan
up there.
Friend.
An Alaskan friend, that's right. And he does a lot of courses up there. He was talking about, some of the stuff that's available up there that either the state is offering for a small fee, or just other basic survival, hunting and trapping, different things like that, that having a skill set in that area is going to be beneficial if you find yourself in a bad situation. And the truth is, a lot of the stuff that, you know, a lot of the stuff that we spend our money on is shit that ends up sitting in our basement, never getting used.
Right.
But when you learn a new skill set, you really, that's something that you can take with you any place, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that's smart.
You can't pack up your entire basement of food with you, but you can bring your knowledge everywhere you go.
No, I like it. And that's, I mean, there's so much available to learn. And the thing is, like, I'm not saying don't spend your money on buying 8 AR-15s first, but maybe before right. you buy the 9th, you go to some kind of class to learn how to use
it. Learn how to shoot. right.
You know, something like that. You know, baby steps. I mean, I'm not, you know, saying go cold turkey here. I'm just saying, you know, at some point you could maybe benefit. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I don't need 9 guns. Maybe I should buy a quality optic for one of them so I could actually see what I'm hitting. You know, right. I mean, different things. You know, we all have dreams. So, I don't know. I think one of the most general life, like useful in life skills that might really benefit you is some good medical training. Medical right. seems like a great place to start, you know, first aid. Now, they have like the Red Cross and different things offer like a basic first aid course that's, you know, we'll do CPR and maybe splints and things like that. You know, I know Boy Scout first aid, it was a lot like that. It was, you know, whip up a stretcher and, you know, secure the wounds, how to treat shock, trauma, that kind of stuff. Learning how to use a trauma kit would be, you know, something pretty useful.
Right.
And I think you could take it as far as, I mean, obviously you take it as far as you want to take it. You may as well become a surgeon, right? I mean, that's better than not being a surgeon. If you're an ER doctor, I feel like, you know, you're more useful to as the medical guy than if you're not an ER doctor. But I think like EMT courses aren't that involved. And it's something that it lasts a lifetime, I want to say, but just the same, I feel like it is kind of one of those things you need a refresher. Like, yeah,
I've taken all the American Red Cross CPR first aid training yeah. and stuff, but it's been a few years, and I know that you know, over time they you know change up how they do it, what's the best way to perform CPR, and now they've got the AED classes too, which I haven't taken. Now, if you go to the American Red Cross website, you can okay. find classes near you very inexpensively, you know, and it wouldn't be bad. This wouldn't be a bad thing to take, you know, wife and kids to as a family right. thing, you know, because I know most of the people that listen to our podcast are old, fat, out of shape people who are going to have a heart attack. And it'd be nice if your son could give you CPR and keep you from dying.
Yeah, that's, you know, smart.
Get back to drinking the beer and eating the bacon.
Oh, I like beer and bacon.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, you know, you as the head of your household, or, you know, maybe you're not the head of your household,
but have some kind of responsibility.
You have some responsibility, and you have some responsibility, not just to educate yourself, but to make sure that your, you know, your family's ready for emergencies too, in case you're not around.
And I feel like these things are something where you can get quality time with the kids and you can better prepare your kids for life. I mean, dragging your kid to these courses with you mm-hmm. definitely, you know, is going to be a skill that pays off for them for a lifetime, as well as, you know, training you. Like, you know, we're going to talk about some really fun, cool schools and different things that are offered out here that I'm sure your kids would love to be in on. Some of these ones that we talk about, you know, offer things to adults only, and some offer, you know, with the family where you could go together and different things. So, mm-hmm. you know, see what's available and what suits you and your opportunity. I did look into the EMT training course locally. Now, I have a option for a 21-day, like, kind of regular school kind of schedule, which is kind of involved, I think, for It was like $2,000. But, you know, I feel like you could get 3 weeks if you're doing something like that, you know, from your employer or whatever, or maybe you're in between jobs and that's the kind of thing. Also, I know a lot of the community colleges offer like night classes and different things like that, as well as like the first aid classes. You know, that's a great place to start. See, I've seen actually communities and community centers offer like emergency preparedness courses, things like that. I don't know what you'd really take away from that. I feel like you probably know more than you would get at something like that. But maybe you should be the guy teaching that course. Maybe you approach your local community, you know, your chamber of commerce or something like that. See who it is you'd talk to set up something like that. Because guess what? The more prepared the people around you are, the less they're going to need your help and want to take your stuff. So that's definitely something to consider. So I don't know. What kind of survival kind of schools are you thinking about, Kevin? Like, what'd you see? What's out there?
Well, get ready because I'm about to say a four-letter word.
Uh-oh.
The F word.
Uh-oh.
FEMA.
Ooh, that is an ugly word.
Everybody's worried about the FEMA camps. But yes. The fact of the matter is, FEMA offers a lot of classes, a lot of online classes, a lot of very inexpensive classes, emergency management, hazmat, emergency medical services. They have a lot of stuff there that you can get certified and get some training online without even leaving your house for free. Yes, it's going to put you on the list. It's going to be the FEMA list. You're going to be the first to be rounded up because they're going to want your help. But maybe it's better to be the guy running the FEMA camp than the guy stuck in a FEMA camp. I know we joke around a lot about that. But the truth is there's a lot of very inexpensive options available to us in the United States and that we can access. The government wants us to be responsible because they don't want to have to take care of us.
Yes.
You know, that's the fact of the matter. And, searching, if you go on the FEMA website, you can find a lot of inexpensive classes and a lot of basic stuff that you can do either on site someplace or online. So I want you guys to keep that in mind. Also, your state. I know New York State is the state I'm in. New York State offers a lot of basic firearm safety classes, hunting classes, trapping. You took a trapping class up here not too long ago. Was that a state thing?
Yeah. That was state for it's weird because you have all your like hunting license. You're in New York. You have a bow hunting license. You have a trapping license. All those require a course. And I think the hunting one was 2 8-hour days. It was pretty brutal. That one was a big waste of my time and I found completely useless and they just talked about nonsense. But when I went to the trapping course in New York, it ended up being really pretty impressive. That was like useful where they're like, hey, if you want to trap, this is what you do. This is where you go. This is how you set a trap. This is how you encourage the animals to go there. It was taught by guys who love doing it and whatever. I felt like the hunting class was, we have to read this pamphlet and we have to get through it. And it's going to take 16 hours to do it because we're required to be here. And you were just like, oh, this is brutal. Know what's behind your target. And yeah, that's good information, to not shoot your buddies or the neighbor's cat or your neighbor's house and, their living room window. But I feel like it could have been, so much more. You could have said, hey, this is where you find deer. This is the best time to find deer. This is where you'd look. This is what you got to do. There was none of that. Like, if you're going to waste my time for 16 hours, let's talk about some cool shit.
Right.
The trapping course was that. It was, hey, if you take some fox piss and spray it over here, then, magic will happen. And this is, if you look at a field And the one spot that's high in the ground, that's where all the wildlife's going to be. That's where you want to set your trap. You know, when you see like the old rusty tractor sitting there and it's been there for 10 years, that's where the animals are going to be if that's the only thing in the field, because the mice are all going to be there. The things eating the mice are all going to be there, and it's going to kind of build up. And that's what, you know, the kind of thing that you're looking for. But the idea is I actually learned something and I came away from it like, wow, you know, that's really cool. I go to all these, you know, concealed handgun courses. I think I've taken about 6 in my lifetime, which is way too many. And, you know, you're kind of like, yeah, I'm just going through. Yeah, you need to know the laws and understand what's going on in your area and what your rights are and what situation. And that is useful and important, but you don't really feel like you get the big takeaway. So the state-run courses, you know, it's hit or miss. It depends what you get. And I think it definitely depends on who the instructor is. Another good one.
They are good at you know, letting you know what legally you can and cannot do, because that changes a lot state by state.
But one of the things, you
know, yeah, that's important to know.
Right. And another thing there is it gets you in the community. You know, you get to meet the people who are in your area that are doing it. You know, I met some really cool guys at the trapping class that are like, oh, you know, I sell all this stuff and you know, I know all the places to trap, and I could tell you about, oh, you know, who's in your area, my friend so-and-so, and he could help you out. You guys could go out together and set some stuff. And, you know, that's how you learn and you really develop skills. And people like to develop friendships. Who knew, right? Other people to hang out with and rely on. That's a nice thing too.
Right.
There's another great opportunity of, people don't realize there are a lot of foraging classes and food and that kind of thing. We did a podcast on foraging way back with us. Wild man Steve Brill from New York City that takes you through Central Park and finds all the edibles. You know, I think he picks a salad in Central Park and teaches people. Now, he offers courses, and I think he asked for a $20 donation. A lot of the foraging ones seem to be run by the hippies and the people who are out there honestly to help, and that's pretty cool. And they'll do it for very cheap and very, you know, affordable, and they love what they're doing, and they love sharing their knowledge and, you know, that kind of stuff. Right. So,
and those are always the best teachers.
Yeah, I mean, that's really true. I've definitely seen, you know, mushroom foraging classes. I know by you, Kevin, there's one. And that's pretty awesome, you know, to go and figure out somebody who really knows and, hey, these are safe, these are not. I mean, I'm not going to go try and, even from a book, I'm not going to go try and figure out mushrooms. But if I had somebody who could take me in my area and show me what I'm looking for, hey, I know these are good. And, you know, take you through it. Then I feel like you could build up the confidence, you know, hey, you're going to be safe if you go with ones that look like this.
Right.
That's really, you know, something to look for. And that's pretty awesome. And those courses really are available everywhere. You know, I was saying in New York, I know there's those. And again, when I say everywhere, within an hour drive, within a 2 hour drive. I'm not, you know, nothing's completely easy. You got to work for things in life. That's how the world works. But they're there, you know, they're available to you. You just got to put some effort into it. I looked here locally around me and I found several, you know, wilderness survival schools. I actually, there's a show called Mountain Men that the Western half, but, he does cool stuff, and I know he takes people in for short. Has this guy Eustace? Have you ever seen that show, Kevin? All right, and he kind of time and basically trades labor for knowledge. Again, it's you get what you pay for. It takes people in and does some classes, I think, and different stuff on the far side of North Carolina on the if you're willing to go work, I think somebody like that. Now, I heard good things, bad things about them from people who firsthand have been there. But there's all these different courses like that available to you, and you just got to seek it out. And getting the training is really going to make a difference. Now, there's one of these courses. I don't know if you guys, being in the survival prepping world, I feel like, you know, all over the internet, have you seen Sigma 3 Survival School? These videos, they're great. I mean, these guys are making clay pots and bowls and carving things and tapping trees for water, building the fires. You can learn a ton of information watching their videos, and it's all free on YouTube. And it's funny because I feel like on Facebook, this is the stuff that I share, and they don't really get appreciated. Like those are the posts that everybody just skips by. You know, if I post something stupid about Joe Biden falling down the stairs, it'll get shared 1,000 times. But if I share something, you know, hey, here's how you start a fire and make it this way, or a shelter, you know, out of leaves or whatever, I don't know, something useful. I don't know. I guess those aren't the things.
I know what you're saying. You get a lot of traction with the jokes and shit. But you know, right. A lot of the serious stuff gets overlooked. You know,
right. I get a lot of hardcore guys. Yeah, we're gonna keep stepping on each other. I get a lot of the hardcore guys are like, you know, I thought this Facebook group was about survival and whatever. But man, I share some of the hardcore Sigma 3 videos. They really know what they're doing out there. And they do a ton of free information that's very useful, that doesn't involve you spending any money. And, you know, nobody cares. It gets like one like and people move on and whatever. But I share nonsense and everyone's like, yeah, that's, you know, and nonsense is fun. I mean, there's stuff I appreciate, you know, that I read that I'm like, you know, when I see somebody put their gun at the top of the stairs and they're like, yeah, come and take it, Joe. I'm like, oh, that's funny. And I'll show my buddies at work and I like that. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of great stuff out there that people just don't want to put the time in. I guess, I don't know, they're scared of work or whatever. Or maybe they just don't have a minute in their day for, you know, I can laugh at something for 2 seconds. It's right. Different than watching a 15-minute video that may or may not go where it should. Mm-hmm. What I would say is the Sigma 3 guys do put out, you know, quality stuff. So they actually have a survival school where you can go learn these skills hands-on and apply it yourself. And they're in Missouri. Mm-hmm. I think I want to say Missouri. Maybe I'm wrong here.
Right. Well, I think bushcraft is one of those things that, you know, you can read about it and, you know, you can, you know, watch videos about it. But until you get your hands-on, you're not really getting a good education in that sort of stuff. Bushcraft right. Well, is really one of those things that has so many facets and, you know, so many easy missteps that, you know, that it can be dangerous to, you know, go out there without any actual hands-on training before you get right. started.
So they have primitive bow. They have actually survival instructor course, which is 45 days long. So they take something like that pretty seriously. They have scout survival, you know, and a lot of these are like a week, summer survival instruction. Again, that's the 45-day course. They have advanced survival, primitive survival. They have a SEER, urban and wilderness. Now, SEER is search, evade, resist, escape, I believe. There's a program created by the Air Force that basically teaches that. And they're pretty awesome. I only found 2 places doing this type of training, but I'm sure there's more because I've been to one that isn't on this list of stuff that I searched. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've been through, all right, we're going to, you know, you end up getting handcuffed and abducted and whatever and finding ways to get out of it and paying attention and realizing what can go wrong and the unexpected. there's a lot of that.
That sounds like a fun Friday night to me, but
right. And zip ties and duct tape and whatever, and learning all the different tricks. So I know these courses are out there, but they offer that kind of training. Maybe something worth looking at. There's another one in Boulder, Colorado. That's seertraining.us. Uh-huh. And SEER, like I said, Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape. So you spell it like that, S-E-R-E. The one in Boulder, Colorado is taught by a lady named Jessie Krebs, who, believe it or not, was a SEER instructor for the U.S. Air Force. And as far as I know, they were really cheap. And it, actually, Sigma 3, very inexpensive for what you're getting. A lot of these are in the like $600 neighborhood, that kind of stuff. You know, one day course, 5 day. I mean, I was looking at like, you know, like I said, $500-$600. It's really very impressive that you can get that kind of, you know, knowledge for that little bit of money, you know. But it's just, you got to get out there and look. And I got to say, these are where you meet the friends and the people who are, you know, like you, who have that kind of knowledge and are seeking it out. So I'm seeing, you know, women's 1 day course, $165, survival basics, $135, women only survival weekend. These are all in Boulder, Colorado. And this is at the seertraining.us. They do men courses too, but again, all right. So there's a full week is $1,100 here, but they do week long evasion, $798 in Boulder. You know, it just depends what week. Sometimes they're cheaper. But I got to tell you, that's not a bad deal. You know, if I was anywhere near Boulder, Colorado, I'd be going to these courses. You know what I'm saying? Right. If I could do that for a weekend. And, you know, most of these are $135 for the weekend courses. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see how you could go wrong. Full week for $1,100, it's a lot of money, but I got to tell you, I feel like you're going to take away from it. I know the course, right. the training that I got initially when I first went was $2,000. Now, that covered right. my plane fare and whatever. Like, they actually set everything up and did it all. But and it was clear across the country. You know, I'd gone to Texas. But – and it was – so $2,000 is a lot of money. But I got to tell you, I learned. I mean, these are – when I look back in my life, I can remember tons of things about that week. There's other years that, you know, I could just block out the whole thing. I'm like, I don't even know what I did, you know? Yeah. So that investment is pretty, you know, sometimes substantial instead of breaking away from the mundane and doing what you normally do. And this kind of training can really save your life and help you out. And I got to say, something you do with your kid or whatever, you know, a lot of these places offer that kind of thing where you can take it, you know, take your family with them. But there's, you don't have to go to Boulder, Colorado. I mean, I put in my state and searched, you know, wilderness training. I saw like 20 courses come up. There's people doing it all over. It's not right. like you have to go, you know, far away. Yeah, and I'm seeing a lot from $200 and yeah.
Yeah. And I found one that was, not too far from me. It's a Mountain Scout Survival.
Okay.
So he offers a lot of classes. This is just outside of New York City.
Okay.
I talked to Shane, the owner and the founder there, and a real cool guy. And you know, a lot of these classes, there's so many classes that you could get involved with out at this school.
Yeah.
That you know, really covers basically everything bushcraft. And, you know, if you wanted to give him a call, it's Mountain Scout Survival School. It's 845-629-4866. And, you know, a lot of these classes that you can go to and get involved with, they're going to teach you a lot. Even if this is stuff that you have been doing your whole life, you're going to learn a lot of, you know, a lot of the you know, tricks of the trade. A lot of the stuff that you don't normally, you know, maybe isn't in your, you know, in your tool bag. You know, this is important stuff to get involved with. You know, up in your game a little bit. You know, we always talk about prepping, and we talk about, you know, a lot of different topics, stuff to have, stuff to, you know, equipment that's going to be helpful for you. But the truth is, having a knowledge base, knowing how to use the equipment is a big deal.
It is. I feel like so many of us feel like, well, I can figure it out and whatever. But you can kind of always learn more, learn a new trick, learn a new way. And somebody may have fought the battles that you're going to spend a year working on where, you know, they've already done that and they can say, hey, let me just show you a trick. This will work and whatever. Another thing is going to classes and courses that are local to you are going to have you working in an environment that's going to be real and apply to you. Now, it also is kind of neat to go, you know, out for somebody like me who's used to the Northeast and dense woods and lots of rivers and lakes and all that crap, and to go to something in California and learn about desert and, you know, something like that. That's kind of neat. But I would say 80% of your training should be where you expect to be, you know?
Right. But exactly.
But also, if I end up in the desert, I'm screwed, you know? So, you know, there's nothing wrong with once you've mastered the steps in your local area and then expanding it. But I'm sure you're going to learn things in a different environment that obviously you can apply and take back to your own. And it's nice to see, you know, fresh set of mind, fresh set of eyes, something.
Yeah.
You know, somebody else's perspective on things. Another thing you guys probably don't know is there are people who teach you how to use guns. That's right. There are AR-15, or they'll call them carbine courses, things like that out there that really can be, you know, tactical movements, how to, you know, be proficient with it, how to deal with jams. Sons of Liberty Gunworks, who you've heard me talk tons about, offers armorer classes, and they go all around the country. Like, they'll do it at different police stations and things like that. And some of them are to law enforcement only, but a lot of them are open to the public. And I got to say, spending some money and getting familiar and really learning, you know, how to, you know, maintain and take care of your weapons is a big thing. I know local gun clubs here offer long range shooting courses. I know the one here, we have a Navy SEAL that comes in and teaches it. And I mean, stuff like that. I don't think I'm in the exception here. I think that there's other places with, you might have some Marine sniper come teach it or whatever, but there's always somebody around who kind of knows it. Now, I mean, for me, it's probably a half hour away and whatever. And it, you know, might be 200, 500 bucks, whatever, kind of a lot of money, but do you have a big takeaway from it? And do you meet people who are in the game? You know, and that's, and maybe not the instructor. I'm talking about the other guys like you who go and are, you know, hey, I love shooting too. And I love spending that kind of money to, you know, cause I'm that serious about it. And,
right,
you know, these are the kind of things to step up your game and get out of your comfort zone a little bit. And that's what nobody wants to do. That's the bottom line. Nobody wants to do the work and get out of the comfort, you know? I think I need to definitely talk to Darren Taylor. I know in the past we had mentioned that now I actually have a decent amount of property. Maybe we need to set up some kind of survival weekend and bring some of you badasses out here and go through some training, you know, do some gardening, some first aid, some shooting, and, you know, maybe some shelter building or something, you know, learn some different tricks, something like that. But sharing knowledge is only going to make you better. And it just makes you better as an all-around person. It's not even that you end up where you're out in the woods having to build lean-tos later. Just going and spending time with people who care about the same type of thing and expanding your knowledge, you know, getting the skills and developing it. And the cool thing, when you have a family or a prepper group, people you work with, if everybody kind of expands and really focuses in different areas, you know, everybody should know first aid. Everybody should know how to shoot. Everybody should know how to find food in the wild. But if everybody kind of, you know, hey, one guy does, you know, blacksmithing, and one guy does, you know, gun maintenance, and one guy does more advanced first aid, all these things, you can bring that combined knowledge of community together and really, you know, step up the game for everybody. But that's it. That's what I got.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. All right. So with that, you guys have any ideas for topics you want to hear about, things you want to learn, things that you think that you want Kevin's opinion on? You can email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com. I know we do have some emails we got to get out to. And also, you can support the show by sending us some love on patreon.com/preppingbadass. Otherwise, stay safe, and we will talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.
Succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.